And The Long Way Home has brought them to the KLCC studios this morning.
Good morning.
Ilana James Whitsmith, Jake Irwin, thank you for Hot Club of Cowtown for coming to the Saturday Cafe today.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
It has been 5 years since Continental Stomp came out. What's going on in that time?
Lots
of traveling around, lots of playing with other folks, and just kind of mixing things up a little bit.
And then we made Wishful Thinking. That took a year and a half.
Well, Continental Stomp was produced by Lloyd Maines, and it seemed to really focus on the Cowtown side of Hot Club of Cowtown. Wishful Thinking seems to spread out a lot more. It seems to me you've got at least a bunch of the Hot Club and also more than just the gypsy jazz and the Western swing. What went into the making of Wishful Thinking?
Well, I think we had spent a little time apart, and we decided when we came back to infuse the record with some of our own sort of innate ideas about things. So hopefully, you know, it's still a continuation of where the band comes from, but there's just some different influences, like that song, the Tom Waits song. And of course, some of these things we have to fight each other tooth and nail to get included on the record. And that's why it makes it a band instead of just, you know, one person or the other. But it's just a composite of stuff that was interesting to us at the time and that we like to play.
It also seems like there's been a little bit more original songwriting going into this album. There was some, was it Whit, you had some pieces on the earlier albums?
We both did.
Alana
and Whit both did.
All right.
Yeah, but Continental Stomp was more like a barn-raising kind of fun live record.
Live show.
So yeah. It was almost like fan favorites. We did a lot of shows, a lot of songs on that people loved and were screaming and hollering for.
And the record prior to that, though, Ghost Train had quite a few penned tunes.
Yeah.
The band wrote. And then this one is like quite a few more, I guess.
Half or something like that. For us, that's a lot, you know.
It's also got kind of a big wet kiss to the American Songbook, that really beautiful version of Someone to Watch Over Me.
Oh, thank you. That's a song I've always wanted to do, so why not?
Right? Did it very, very well.
Thank you.
I got to ask, Rachel Ray?
Oh, yeah.
How did you get it? I'm a fanboy, I must admit. How did you get into the Rachel Ray cookbook?
I think it...
She was doing a program on Austin one time.
Yeah.
During the $40 a day period.
$40 a day period.
When she had that show. And so they were coming through Austin. They were going to some different barbecue places. And somebody recommended I think she was maybe at Waterloo Records.
Well, her producer, Wade Sheeler, is a big fan of ours. And so he engineered the show so that it would be sculpted around the Hot Club of Cowtown.
Yeah.
So they had Rachel Ray going into Waterloo Records. And
yeah.
It was very sweet. Yeah, and then they came to our show at the Continental Club, and that gets a lot of airtime. People still see that episode. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. My mom still sees that and gets excited. She calls me every time she sees it. Yeah.
Did you send her a copy of the new release?
We sent Wade one. I don't know if we got... She's pretty protected now in the giant fortress of corporate America, but I don't know. We'll have to see if we can go into her.
She has, a TV show with guests and everything.
Right, where she asks earnest questions that have nothing to do with food.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps music. Well, perhaps some live music would be a good idea. Sure. Play something for us, would you please?
I had a request. We've just... we've been kicking back a little bit. We went to the Django Reinhardt Festival in Samoa in south of Paris in the summer, and this is a song that people just love to play there, so we thought we'd just try it. This is called Douce Ambiance. Ready?
All right, yeah.
Get into it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
My guest today on the Saturday Cafe, I should remember to turn my own microphone on, the Hot Club of Cowtown, tearing up the place. They're performing tonight at Sam Bond's Garage, 407 Blair Boulevard in Eugene, starts at 9:30. And I gotta say, I can't think of a better band suited for that venue. Have you been there before?
It's been a long time.
Yeah, we've been there twice before, but it's been at least 6 or 8 years since
we
the last
time. We love it
time.
There, though. We've always had good shows.
Well, welcome back to it. I actually have a question about a specific song for Wit, the If You Leave Me song.
Yeah.
Do you realize that that's an exact negative image of Dan Hicks's How Can I Miss You If You Won't Go Away?
Oh.
They really ought to be on both the opposite sides of a 45 single.
Oh, okay. That's what my aunt tells my uncle all the time. If you leave me, you'll have to take me with you.
Well, I like it a lot. Does the songwriting come from, does everybody's songwriting come from personal experience? Because Reunion sounds like it's right out of the diary the day after the.
Yeah, sure that it is. I have a long drive always from Kansas City back to Texas when I go visit my family, and I use it to think about songs. And yeah, I did write that in the car on the way home from my high school reunion, driving back from Prairie Village back to Austin. So a lot of these songs, yeah, they come from, Witt's especially good at that, writing songs from his, taking little strange snippets from his family past.
The strange part isn't hard to do. But I like to color them a little abstractly, you know, when you write the song. So it could be, you know, you could be your family, or it could be someone else or something.
Well, it could definitely be my family.
Oh, well, I don't know well enough to know. But just, you know, like we did a song, sort of a folk ballad song, and my sister thinks it's about a girlfriend heroin addict, and my mother thinks it's about my grandmother's. So, you know, you throw enough mystery in it, and you can interpret it any way you'd like.
Oh, the wonder of songwriting. One of your fairly recent, if I'm reading the web correctly, visits was to a major music festivals in Australia and Japan.
Mm-hmm.
How does American music play there? You must be fascinatingly exotic.
Well, maybe a little bit, but I think it is already a built-in audience that's interested in American roots music and Americana, and so I think we combine enough different things that it appeals to a lot of those folks, I think. So we've had pretty good success with that.
We also come at it from like kind of a unique angle. A lot of bands that are considered Americana come at it more from like a bluegrass angle or a folk angle, like a singer-songwriter vibe, or even a country vibe. But there aren't a lot of bands that we found that travel around the world playing as a scrappy three-piece that are coming from the swing side of things. So that's kind of what makes us unique. At least we hope that's
true.
We
hope. Yeah. Hopefully in a good way.
Plus, we travel with Eva the dog, which also sets us apart.
She's a very well-behaved dog. This is the quietest radio dog I have ever had visit the Saturday Cafe.
She's got a lot on her mind.
Yeah. Still waters run deep.
She's planning your next tour?
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for joining me on the Saturday Cafe. It's just wonderful having you here. We have time for another song right now, if you would be so kind.
That kind of thing we should do. Yeah, we'll do you
want
to do?
Whatever you want.
We'll do some sort of Western deal where we all sing and kind of change the pace completely, you know?
All right.
The countdown in the hot club.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for having us.
You want to do that?
Sure, whatever.
Okay, why not?
Gentlemen.
Let's see what we get.
Join the ground, bald is like a long ear how. Tell me how you coming out tonight. Buffalo girls, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo girls, won't you come out tonight and play by the light of the moon? He picked up a rock and hit him on the shin and said, little boy, don't you do that again. Tell me how you coming out tonight. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight and play by the light of the moon?
Yeah, work it out.
Ducks over the river to Charlie's, over the river to feed the ducks and gather in the barley. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight?
Let's hear some bass, Jake.
Treat them all alike. If it takes all night, we won't go home till broad daylight. Tell me, are you coming out tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight and play by the light of the moon?
Let's melody.
Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight and play by the light of the moon?
Arrangements while you wait.
On the fly, that's right.